The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, I would like to echo the sentiments, support Black business. I've been seeing this a lot this February, and I'm sure I'll be seeing it again in June for Juneteenth. But do you know what the first Black-owned business was? Because I didn't.
I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, maybe you didn't need. I didn't know, I didn't know. I didn't know.
E.E. Ward, Moving and Storage, is recognized by the U.S. Department of Commerce as the oldest continuously operating Black-owned business in the United States. It was founded in 1881 by William Ward and John T. Ward. See, in the 1830s, John T. Ward moved to Columbus. And while he was there, he serviced one of the travel points or the mile marker points of the Underground Railroad. He would stuff as many Black folk as he could in his wagon, and very inconspicuously, he would travel for a half day or maybe even a full day, just getting them Black folks as close to up north as they could so they could get to freedom. See, John T. Ward, he had the horses and the wagons. And William Ward, he was a former foreman and a supervisor of the Union Transfer and Storage Company of Columbus. So after the Civil War, John T. Ward, he got government contracts so he could haul ammunition and supplies and equipment for the Army. So what'd he do? He finessed it. In 1881, around that time, when he was using the freight wagons to carry the supplies for the war, he simultaneously was starting E.E. Ward Moving and Storage in Columbus. See, in 1881, it was Ward Transfer Line. Then it was later called Ward Storage and Transfer Company. But by 1899, it became E.E. Ward Moving and Storage Company. That was after John T. Ward's grandson, Edgar Earl, took over the business. Edgar Earl. God almighty. Yeah, you got to roll with E.E. Ward on that one. But now E.E. Ward is a nationally recognized leader in transportation and relocation. It was operated by the Ward family from 1881 to 2001, but now it's owned by Brian and Dominique Brooks. But they did more than expand the business. When the Brooks family took over, E.E. Ward had 5 employees. Now, they got between 75 and 100. You seen them big trucks with the blue backgrounds and the white letters that say North America? That's E.E. Ward now. They got 2 locations, too. They still got their headquarters in Columbus, Ohio. And they also got a branch in where I stay, Charlotte, North Carolina. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.